Jeremiah chapter 20. Now Pashur, the son of Immer, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of Yahweh, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pashur smote Jeremiah, the prophet, and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of Yahweh. Came to pass on the next day that Pashur brought out Jeremiah out of the stocks, and then said Jeremiah to him, Yahweh has not called your name Pashur, but he has called your name Magor-Misabib, for thus says Yahweh, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all of your friends, and they will fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes will see it. And I will give all Yehuda into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will carry them captive to Babylon, and will kill them with the sword. More than this, I will deliver all of the strength of this city, and all of the labors of it, and all of the precious things of it, and all the treasures of the kings of Yehuda, I will give into the hand of their enemies, who will spoil them, and take them, and carry them to Babylon. And you, Pashur, and all who dwell in your house will go into captivity. And you will come to Babylon, and there you will die, and you will be buried there, you and all your friends to whom you've prophesied lies. O Yahweh, you've deceived me, and I was deceived. You're stronger than I, and have prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me. For since I spoke, I cried out, and I cried violence and spoil, because the word of Yahweh was made a reproach to me and a derision daily. And then I said, I won't make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing this oppression, and I could not stop. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, and we will report it, they said. All my familiars watched for my halting, by saying, perhaps he will be enticed, and will prevail against him, and will take our revenge on him. But Yahweh is with me like a mighty, awesome one. And for this reason my persecutors will stumble and they'll not prevail. They'll be greatly ashamed because they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. But Yahweh of hosts, who tests the righteous and sees the motives in the heart, let me see your vengeance on them. For to you have I opened my cause. Sing to Yahweh. Praise Yahweh, because he has delivered the soul of the poor away from the hand of evildoers. Cursed is the day in which I was born. Let not the day in which my mother bore me be blessed. Cursed is the man who brought news to my father by saying, a man-child is born to you, making him very glad. And let that man be like the cities which Yahweh overthrew and which did not repent. And let him hear the cry in the morning and the shouting at noon. Because he did not kill me from within the womb, or cause it to happen that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb would have always been swollen because of me being in it. Is it for this reason that I came forth out of the womb, to see labor and sorrow, so that my days should be consumed with shame? End of chapter 20.